You're listening to KTWH. This is Leo Babiu visiting today with Tara Solem, District Manager of the Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District. Hi, Tara. It's been a while since we've had you on. I'm sure you were kept busy over that pandemic thing, and glad to have you back on the radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here and be here in person in the office. It's a nice change to get to see people and work with my coworkers. So yeah, thanks for having me.
And we are having you on today in particular because you have a public outreach program that's going to be going on through the month of November. But I wanted to remind folks who haven't heard a session on the radio with the personnel from the Soil and Water Conservation District in a while. Tara, could you remind us what your program exists to do, your mission, and how it works on the ground in Lake County?
Sure. Soil water conservation districts were established in the 60s, and that was in response to erosion and the Dust Bowl and all of those things that were happening back in the day. And so then each county in Minnesota typically will have a soil water. Some have two, depending on the size of the county. So there's 80-some soil water conservation districts, and we're lucky enough to be in Lake County, and our office is in Two Harbors. We service entire Lake County, you know, all the way to the Ely area, Canadian border, down to the lakeshore. And we have five supervisors on the board, and you would see on the ballot that there's two different positions that are open. And if you're interested in the one that has two district supervisors, then you could come to our website, and we have information about each of those candidates on there as well. And so the five-member supervised board make decisions for the office, but we have six staff. Our mission is to serve people, residents, landowners, anybody in Lake County that has natural resource concerns, so anything related to natural native plants, erosion, forestry, any natural resources, you name it, and we can assist or point you in the right direction for any questions and concerns you have on your land.
So again, we're speaking with Tara Solem from the Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District. Tara, just a curiosity for me is with the focus of making excellent land use decisions, how do you find your funding streams? Are you a combination of public and foundation or grant monies? Is it mostly public money? And from what end of the budget, of which level, the county, the state, the federal?
Yeah, all of the above. I should also mention that we're non-regulatory, so all that we do is, you know, provide resource, consultation, education for people and direct them, like I said, in the right direction. And so we get a variety of grants to be funding our office. We have a small portion of county funds, and then the Board of Water Soil Resources through the Clean Water Fund allocates specific funds to each office, each SWCD office in the state. And then I would say probably half of our funds or a little bit more are competitive grants that we have to apply for and sustain that way. So yeah, it's a wide variety of state, local, federal grants that we get.
So that means you can't take for granted a sustaining budget going forward. You're always working on the next grant project initiative.
Right. Yeah, we're all excellent grant writers. We have to
be. So. Some of us here on the radio station could use some of the benefit of that experience.
We're not offering any assistance right now on that.
You're not doing any workshops. But speaking of workshops,
if you have a natural resource concern, we could probably help write a grant for something if it's not, you know, funding that's allocated in one way or another. So, yeah, feel free to contact us.
Great. Tara, we are getting together today on the radio because I became aware that you're having a conservation series in November. It is kind of an interesting model now. We're talking about Zoom sessions where a large number of people, no matter where they live in the county, can take part in learning about several subjects over the course of the month of November: wetlands, forestry, and stormwater. Do you want to tell me how these sessions were conceived and how this conservation series is going to work?
Sure. Long story short, our One Watershed, One Plan, you might have heard about that. It's a local watershed comprehensive plan that each watershed within the state of Minnesota, and there's quite a few watersheds, and that just means if there's a drop of water that lands on the ground, where does it flow? And so Lake Superior North Watershed is one that extends from the Knife River to Grand Portage up north, and it just kind of shoulders the lake. So Lake Superior North was one of the first One Watershed, One Plan pilot studies. And so we're in the third round of funding that we receive for that. And we get together with the policy committee, that's the county, the SWCDs, other players, and we make decisions on how to allocate that funding. One of the ways that we've configured funding and allocation this round is it's really important to share information with people on what they can do on their property and just give them some resources to use. So that's where our conservation workshop series came up. We're going to have a wetlands one that's going to be led by Mitch Travis. He's from Cook County. This is a joint effort between Cook and Lake. He is on the Wetlands Conservation Act Technical Evaluation Panel, and that's where groups make decisions about whether there's wetlands compliance. And so he's an expert in wetlands and works for the county there. So we're going to learn what makes a wetland. There's lots of different types. So what are the indicators, what you want to look for to determine if you have a wetland, why they're important, and then there's rules that protect them, that Wetland Conservation Act, and then county planning and zoning as well will play into effect with that. That one's on November 9th from 6 to 7. Then we have a forestry one that our own Tim Burns here, our forester at Lake County Soil and Water, has really a great breadth of knowledge on forest health, and he does site visits and such, so if anyone is ever interested, they can call us for that as well. But the topic then will be forest health, spruce budworm, which is a hot topic and devastating a lot of our forests in this area. And he'll talk about some cost share options for forested landowners. That's November 15th from 6 to 7. And then stormwater, learn about, you know, what stormwater is, about watersheds, like I mentioned, and then what you can do on a private parcel scale, whether it's someone that lives in town or whether you have 5 acres out of town, what you can do to mitigate your stormwater impacts and why it's important to do so. And that's November 22nd at 6 to 7. You can register for those on our website.
Tara, who is coordinating the November 22nd stormwater session?
That'll be myself, district manager at Lake County Soil Water, and then Elena Hansel is the district manager at Cook County Soil Water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And these are intended to be one-hour topic focus sessions?
Yeah, I think they'll go, you know, probably about 40, 45 minutes, and then have 15 minutes for questions.
Okay,
so
you are
casual.
So you'll be bringing people on Zoom in to ask questions, because sometimes that doesn't work out as easily. You know, you're having trouble keeping people muted, et cetera. But you've got it down.
Yeah, there's a mute button that we'll just keep on, and then at the end we can do that as well. And then, you know, if people want to do it in the chat, it's gone pretty well in the past. So it's a good tool to use.
Great. So these are people who are pretty expert in each of these areas. I know things like wetlands involve everything from federal to state regulation, and landowners can get worried that they're going to be lost in the alphabet soup of what they have to keep track of. And this will help demystify that for folks, you think?
Right, yeah. Or just even knowing that you can contact our office and we might have some answers, or the county as well. You know, when it gets to that TEP panel that I mentioned, that technical evaluation panel, it's usually, you know, when they're doing a site visit due to like a permit that someone's requesting or a violation. But we'd like to, you know, get people the information before they get to that point, just so they can
Yeah.
make some better choices.
I take it your goal is to see that there aren't any situations of potential violations by having people have had good information up front.
Right, because we're lucky in Minnesota, there's that no net loss of wetlands, and so we really value wetlands, and we can talk about, you know, why they're important and what to look for, and yeah, just be preventative and proactive.
I know those of us like myself who live on rural homesteads kind of have a issue with, these are all relevant topics, wetlands, forestry, and stormwater mitigation, and a lot of us thought perhaps we had missed out on some of the opportunities, for instance, to rehab our forests, because there's been tremendous devastation. You know, it's kind of spatially unevenly distributed, but a lot of people have forests of mostly balsam fir that really aren't living anymore. And there's a certain amount of complexity to figuring out what your options are of working with a federal or state or other local agency. And Tim Burns, who will be presenting, I guess, has a lot of experience with what's still available.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So we're speaking with Tara Solem today from Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District. Tara, we've got three sessions on November 9th. I see the day after Election Day. You couldn't do these all on a Tuesday because of Election Day. You're November 9th is coming right up next week, 6 to 7 p.m. for wetlands. November 15th, a Tuesday from 6 to 7 for forestry issues. And then the 22nd of November, which is also a Tuesday. These are all 6 to 7 p.m. sessions?
Correct.
I just was double-checking now. Can you give people the quickest way online to register? Or can they even register by calling your office? I know you're trying to do this all online, so maybe you streamlined.
Oh, yeah. We want to be as user-friendly as possible. So they could call my office. It's 834-8370, and it's on our website, too. When you go to our homepage, then it'll be one of the options right on the page. You can't miss it. Our website is lakecountyswcd.org.
Lakecountyswcd.org?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, excellent. Because I came at it through the Lake County General website, co.lake.mn.us, and all roads lead to Soil and Water District.
You can select dozen departments under the county tab, too. But
that's right. That's how I got there. Okay.
Yep.
Well, excellent. Any news on any other initiatives that are coming up with Soil and Water Conservation District? I know you have an election for supervisors. That's a very important thing coming up next week. But other than that, any other interesting news, developments?
Well, you'll have to have me again because I could go for a long time.
Okay.
It's a lot different than when I first started, right, Leo?
That's true.
But I did want to point out the first 50 people who register for these workshops online, it's a really easy little form that you send. You can get a $50 to $5 credit towards purchasing a rain barrel, and that would mean that the rain barrel would be only about $20, $19.95.
Wow. What size capacity rain barrel do you think that is?
They're 55 gallons.
Okay.
So they're a good size.
That's a good size.
We've had a lot of interest from landowners about compost bins and rain barrels, and I thought, oh, easy peasy, we'll get that done. Well, little did I know that you have to buy a whole semi-truck, and we don't have the storage capacity to do a semi-truck just willy-nilly, so we're doing it this way, where it'll be incentive for the workshops, but also we have a website on our website to purchase rain barrels, and I can give you that too. There's rain barrels, compost bins, and then some few accessories to go along with those. And so we're doing pre-orders right now. You would go online and pay for it through the website, and then they would be delivered in May, you know, when the snow is gone, hopefully.
And Tara, that's not is it a bulk buy or out to the individual? Is going to be shipped to individual?
So people could have choices to pick them up here in our Tua Harbors office or in Grand Marais.
Okay.
There's two options.
Because I was wondering if they got shipped to individual households, whether there's what you call some assembly required.
Yeah, I think the compost bins come in half, and then you would just assemble them. It's a pretty easy thing. I think the rain barrels, they come already assembled, but you could fit one in your car, I'm sure, with it.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot, Tara, for filling us in a timely way. People have time to get registered, and people can attend one or all or, whatever they can get to and still qualify for that credit?
Yes. Yep. And I think I only have, there was 17 registered as of today, so there's still 30-some credits available if people want to.
Well, great. This will be a test of how far our radio is reaching. If you get 20 calls on Wednesday, that'd be exciting for me to hear about, so you let me know.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tara, for speaking with us today. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now. Tara Solem with the Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District. She's the district manager and the wetland forestry and stormwater mitigation sessions will be happening over the course of the next 3 weeks. You can check in with them through the county website or at lakecountyswcd.org. This is Leo sharing Radio with a Lakeview with you on KTWH 99.5 FM, KTWH.org online.